I've never had a threesome. It would be something like really fun to do. And we were three beers deep and we just kind of like look at each other silently. It was literally like this. And then we just bolt. We get up and leave our friends. One of our friends comes out. It's like, hey, guys, are you headed home? I'll come with you. And we pretend we're far enough back. We're far enough. We're like two blocks down.
You pretend not to hear.
Yeah. So horrible. So horrible.
We got a humdinger today. Izzy McCalla, the star of The Prom on Broadway and Aladdin on Broadway and a bunch of other shit. She's back on the pod talking about this really funny threesome that she had. I am going on tour to Boston, to San Francisco. Ashley, those tickets are out, ashleygavin.com or we'rehavinggaysex.com. Yeah. Oh, and Kate's opening for me in Boston. Two shows there, four shows in San Francisco, and my show, as always, in New York every Sunday. Enjoy this episode. Enjoy Izzy. Listener, this episode is brought to you by Helix, my absolute favorite mattress. I am getting the best sleep of my life on a Helix, and you can too if you go over and take their little quiz. Their two-minute quiz is going to match you with the perfect mattress for you, and you'll be sleeping like a baby in no time. And right now, Helix is offering 25% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. She's fantastic. Yeah, because we're exciting. Like in a similar place. You probably lose 5 or 6. I'm sorry, that was rude.
I'm still gaining. Well, I'm still gaining more than I lose because I'm not big enough to lose.
Wait, we
got to
talk
yet.
About Kate to 5K.
Kate to 5K? Let's get her to 5K.
Yeah, Kate to 5K.
Are we making it a thing?
Yeah, we're going to run on the treadmill.
Okay. I mean, actually, so Ashley was like, let's do like, you know how there's like couch to 5K? Let's do Kate to 5K.
I like
and
that.
And ask the listeners to follow you. And then I was like, what if in return, I promise to do couch to 5K?
And are you going to do it?
Nah.
You wouldn't be the fat in the chat anymore.
Yeah.
Do you feel like I have consent to call Kate that. That's not like something I just pulled out. Izzy's face was like, what did I walk
like,
into?
I just don't know. I'm trying to be as politically correct as possible in today's day and age.
Interesting voice choice for that character.
You know, I just feel like the Southerns, they really try the most to be politically correct. I'm sorry to anybody who is offended by this choice.
I think I might be offended by the choice.
No, I'm sorry for
you. You sound like my aunt, my bitch ass aunt.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry, aunt.
No, don't. She fucking. Oh, we call her Tammy. Bleep that. Alex, bleep that. My bleep bitch that. Ass aunt Tammy. Anyone who wanted to find out, it's on my TikTok. She was scrolling. She almost outed me. So I
know.
So, yes. So I made a TikTok about it and I called her my bitch ass aunt.
Well, how did she know?
How did she know I was gay?
Yeah.
She just like assumed and talked about it with my extended family and didn't give me the opportunity to like come out. Ugh. And then we had a really heated email exchange. The Shea Diamond episode, everybody. Go check it out.
Yeah.
February, I think.
Ooh.
That's my bitch ass aunt.
Tammy.
Fucking hell. Just this whole part's gonna be axed. beep.
It's Morse code.
Yeah, it says get me the fuck out of here.
But
wait, Morse code just put this thing in my head. You know how when you're eating someone out, they tell boys to.
Wow, like, this is an interesting. You're just tapping good. On the clit.
Okay, no.
Do
I was
you
just...
like this? Is this good for you? Stop. Yes, this is good for me. Stop.
That's what I thought of, that they tell the boys to write the alphabet in cursive with your tongue or whatever.
Yes.
And it's not really that good, but neither is Morse code.
Okay, wait, let me add.
I feel like it'd be really like pokey.
Yeah,
too pokey.
I would actually, I'm going to advocate for the occasional tapping motion. Can be a fun way to mix it up if you know what you're doing.
Are you tapping with your tongue or the digits getting involved
here? Digits.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So is it like alphabet with the tongue, digits with Morse code with the digits at the same time? It's a little bit of, it's like the sexual hand.
Yeah,
back,
yeah.
You know, stomach rub thing.
Tapping and rubbing.
Yeah.
Wow, good start.
Good start.
Off to a good start. Izzy, you're one of my I love you, and I'm really glad that you're here. And if I fully admit to it, I will turn beet red. But you're so talented.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're so funny. You're so quick on your feet.
Thanks.
If you didn't listen to the last episode with Izzy, I don't. Get out of here.
I'm a goddamn idiot. I lose
no,
my mind.
You're no, you're so
in the
funny. Best,
thank you. I appreciate that. I don't mean it in the derogatory sense. Like I got a compliment on set yesterday that I was called, like, I mean this in the best way, you're an idiot. And I was like, thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart, truly. Like I've been lucky enough to play characters where I'm really serious and dramatic. And I have such an idiot side to me.
You are a goofball.
Yeah, totally goofball.
And you're so fun.
Thank you.
Star appreciate of it. Multiple Broadway productions.
Thank
you're
you.
Working on top secret things you're not allowed to talk about because you're
not
a,
even
fucking
like
idiot.
That, I'm a fucking idiot. It's not even like that high profile at the moment, but like,
but it sounds
but
so good,
you know. It feels good to be like, yeah, stay tuned, that whole thing. I never do that. It pisses me off when people, but I guess
that's
this
because
is like the podcast version of that.
Every so, actor on the annoying actors, yeah. Every annoying actor on the planet, like, is making a web series with their friend and they're like, hashtag stay tuned.
Yeah,
big
yeah,
things
big
coming.
Things coming.
And not that couldn't be a big thing. It could, yeah. But it's not a hashtag stay tuned.
Sometimes there are people who are like, oh, like I can't talk about things right now, but big news coming. And I'm like, oh, are you like, did you hit someone with your car? And you're like, like in arbitration over it, and you think it's gonna go well for you.
Oh, like, oh, you should pitch that.
Big things coming, not guilty.
Yeah.
That's just sometimes what I think of. Most of the time I get jealous because I think somebody has something really cool and exciting going on.
They
but
don't.
Sometimes I'm like, you...
Anyone who does that, and I just did it for Izzy, so Izzy did not do that. But anyone who does that has nothing going on. Unless they're already famous and it's like they're engaging
right.
with their
yeah.
fans.
Yeah.
Right.
For example...
Because they hit someone with their car.
And they're hoping that people still like them after. Hashtag Caitlyn Jenner. That is so sorry.
Is she not the funniest person?
Very funny. I'm having a
you
blast
should have
already.
A podcast.
That is so kind of you. I am the most disorganized person too, though. Like, as you can see from my lack of responding to texts and messages, I am so scatterbrained that I can't keep a thread of anything. Like, I'm like, yeah, absolutely, that's
you're
a great
the talent
idea.
You're the talent.
Yeah, I need to be wrangled.
Yeah.
I need a wrangler. But like, I would love to do a part podcast.
Goofball wrangler. That's my favorite kids movie. I love that DreamWorks film. Goofball wrangler. He like runs around with a dog catcher net. And this is not the best riff, but I'm having a good time.
See, I thought it was going to be like in the credits at the end of a movie. There's like the grip, the best boy, the goofball wrangler. Is his personal goofball wrangler.
What's the best? If you don't know this, listener, grips, their actual job is to hold shit.
Yeah.
It's so hard.
Yeah.
My hand is tired right now from holding
from
the microphone.
Masturbating. Oh, my God. Bad.
That too. I mean, also this mic, I'm
like,
what
tell
is
you
the
how
proper
to do
way
it.
To do
we
it?
We don't like the stands because we like to, I hold it from here, but
from
you can
here.
Hold it any way you want.
Oh,
or I can
so
get you a stand. I actually don't have a stand.
Oh.
So
I switch. You're holding it this way.
Well, when I hold the big one, I feel like I have tiny little girl hands. And when I hold the small end of the microphone, I feel like I have big man hands.
So depending on your gender presentation.
Yeah.
So make a choice, but know that you will be coming out at whatever your gender is for the day. Based
oh,
on how
whoa.
You hold the microphone. So
okay.
It is a big
what's
decision.
What's the non-binary version? Is it like here?
Yes.
Yes.
That's
we've
also
just
very
decided.
Precarious, but I... Yeah, I'm gonna stick with my.
You can also switch.
I will switch probably halfway through. I'm fluid. You know.
Will are you really?
No, sorry, I didn't mean to make that.
Well, there we go. The thing that she
I'm
was.
Sorry.
It turns out the big
Jesus.
News. The big news is he's getting canceled.
I didn't.
That's the big news. Hashtag stay tuned. Hashtag and I'm sorry.
But I think about this like all of the time. I think about like what I will have said in a text or a post.
Too.
A year ago, 5 years ago, hell, my Facebook post from when I was 13, you know, when I'm like, Izzy is listening to Alanis Morissette and is ironic or something, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, and you're fucking canceled for that shit.
Yeah, it'll be pulled out of context and I will be canceled for something that will be offensive then, but was not offensive in the time period that it
right,
was
right, right, for sure.
Written.
I have that thought. All the time,
oh,
literally every waking moment of my life.
It'll probably be this podcast.
Absolutely,
when I
it will.
Came out as fluid and immediately said I am not. And
but you know what? All you have to do right now is be like, I've been thinking about it, and no one can call you on it. Right?
This is, yeah, I guess so. But I think I can state where I've been thinking about it, and I am solidly feminine. I feel good in my identity as a woman, and I love my non-binary people, my trans friends, and absolutely nothing against
them. Wow, feels
them.
A little defensive there.
Well, no, I actually liked what she said about like I've been thinking about it, and I feel solid like as a woman. I think I do that too.
I think if everyone,
I think the thing about it is a really beautiful thing, and it's okay to end up being like, yeah, I'm cis.
Yeah,
I've said
yeah.
this before, but I think more people should experiment with gender and consider their own gender, and it's totally fine to come out of that being like, yeah, I'm cis.
I think about it, and I definitely have some confusing moments.
Yeah,
and I don't know what to do with them.
Like what?
I just hate feeling femme in bed.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, especially, we're just getting into it, especially when a girl, like, has her fingers inside of me, which is something I traditionally do more when I'm in, like, a relationship. Yeah. Like, if I am not totally present in the moment and I, like, start thinking about what's happening, I, like, don't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just doesn't feel as comfortable as the other stuff that I do, even though it feels it can feel very good.
I find that sometimes in bed I am so much more feminine than I am in real life.
Fascinating.
Like, I'll go drastically between like, oh yeah, you like that, and then I'm like, I'm coming. Like,
listen, we contain multitudes.
Yeah, we fully do.
Well, that's funny because like I feel both because I'm recently decided. I've been thinking about it, and I think I'm actually pan, not bisexual.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, obviously. I haven't been with a trans or non-binary person yet, but like,
You're open to it.
I'm open to it. I'm attracted to so many different people at all states and all beings. I'll walk past, I'm gonna be like, yeah, I'd fuck that shit up.
When you said it, people in all states, but I'm like, even Oregon, and that's even Wisconsin.
In all states.
Yeah.
Wow, what's wrong with people in Wisconsin, Kate?
Too much cheese.
I'm lactose intolerant. I can't be with a cheese head.
The other riff I had was better, but
I'm sorry, you do it.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, like, you walk by people and you're like, oh, I would fuck that up, or I'd fuck you up. It doesn't work when you have to
I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I went with the Wisconsin riff, and instead I should have been like, are you catcalling non-binary people? That should have been the riff that I went. Is that what you're being canceled for? We will figure it out.
I feel like that's what is Izzy McCalla being canceled for is the title of this episode. That's what it seems.
This is so funny. I'm hands off in this episode, and you're just canceling Izzy over and over again.
Because that's what a bad person does. And my character is the bad person.
Oh, because this is all your character. This is not real. None of this is real.
I would never cancel you. I love you. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you.
There's literally nothing you could do. You could get canceled tomorrow for hitting someone with your car while screaming, I hate non-binary people, and that person could be non-binary.
Oh,
my
God.
Like, well, let's give her a chance.
Oh, my God.
Let's see what.
Wow. That is, you are willing to extend so much forgiveness my way, hypothetically.
I'd have you on in an Oprah style interview to like talk about what happened.
Izzy, why did you hit Kate on purpose with your car? And I'm just there in a full body cast being like, yeah, why?
Oh, man. Yeah, that's not something I would know how to come back from, honestly. But, like, I would appreciate it.
I think you just look at me in my full body cast and being like, I would fuck you.
Yeah, and that's how I come back. And it's like, listen, I had a momentary lapse of judgment. And I thought, no way am I fucking that shit. And then I realized after I hit you with my car, you're so fuckable. I'm sorry.
But only after the accident.
Nurse, can you cut a hole in my cast, nurse?
And that's when I get canceled. On the redemption episode. When the canceling happens.
Nurse.
So I've lost the thread of
this is wild. Woo! Oh my God. I love that this is my job.
Yeah.
That's a pretty cool job.
Yeah.
Congratulations, honestly.
Thank you.
I think, honestly, truly, I'm not just gassing you up. I think the success of this podcast and the way it's taken off is so fucking brilliant.
Thank
you
so much.
And it's so funny. And I'm so glad you're talking about things that we all talk about all the time, but now normalize it.
Yeah. I was thinking after I had this thing with a troll today, I was just thinking, like, the way that they criticized what they criticized, I was like, isn't it kind of nice that we can have a place where queer people don't have to be perfect and that we can have, like, messy conversations and just be three-dimensional whole people?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Absolutely.
But thank you for saying that. That really means a lot to me. I do think about what you think about me all the time. Well, should we do intros?
Let's do intros.
Okay.
Oh, we are not even there.
I have people have been DMing me your gender.
Oh, okay.
And I tell them to DM you because I'm mad they're not following you. Okay. Kate to 5K. Here's to 5K. Why it matters. Followers matter. Here's why. Okay. First of all, if you're going in for a role and it's between you and someone else, the number of followers 100% comes into the casting director's mind, the producers, when you book something.
I heard something in acting class the other day that literally broke my brain. I hear that casting directors first go to your IMDb, then they go to your Instagram, and then they go to your TikTok.
They should go to my TikTok first. Casting director, if you're listening.
You know what? Maybe I got that. Maybe I got that order wrong. I'm also not on the TikTok, so I'm not doing myself
the TikTok.
Any favors.
You are not on there.
I
the
know. I need to get... Again, this is my disorganized...
I can help you.
You can?
Yeah.
All right. Maybe I'll get on it then, if with Ashley's help. Please. What would I do? I don't know.
Sing.
Yeah.
And be funny.
Okay.
Vocals and goofballery.
I could
vocal
do some
goofballery.
Vocal goofballery. Yeah.
I have a friend named Sarah Coffey, and she does impressions of different musicians auditioning for musicals.
That's
so she'll do
really
like Billie Eilish
thing.
Auditioning for Hamilton. And
that's
it goes super
fantastic.
Viral. Yeah, she's great. She's really good. That's Shout out Sarah. I don't know if
Come
you're
on,
listening.
Sarah, I'm going to check that out. But anyway, sorry, I just cut you off to talk about
no, but
how
you're,
casting goes.
You're absolutely right.
Which is why we need to get Kate to 5K.
So that's the first thing. The second thing is if Kate hits 10K, they can then put a link in their swipe ups.
Oh, yeah.
And that's huge for promoting your own work. I mean, like
the
statistical difference between someone going to your profile and clicking your link in your bio and being able to have several links in your story to be able to sell tickets, which is Kate's job, and you're consuming this for free.
Cute.
Right? That's
I just said cute.
No, it is. It's cute and huge. It's so cute when you have a little swipe up and it's huge.
It's huge.
And then the last thing is brand deals. If Kate makes a brand deal, every single follower increases Kate's paycheck.
That's a good point. That's a very good point.
So you are really helping artists when you follow them on all their platforms.
Yeah. Much appreciated to everyone that has followed. That's really nice of you. And I love your DMs. They're so nice. And I will do Couch to 5K, but I will promise to try to stay as fat as possible.
Oh, my God.
No, that's important for the podcast.
Yeah.
How are you going to do it?
I think how I'm going to do it is
while you run?
Maybe. When I run with my dog, I run with a hot dog so that he follows me. And maybe at the end, he and I will just split
the
hot
dog. Do you actually run with a hot dog?
Have you done? Really?
What?
Yeah. It works so fucking well.
In the bun
well.
Or just a
no, no, just the meat.
Loose.
Now, do you
just
cook
loosey.
It? Is it a loosey-goosey?
Yeah.
Now, do you, like,
I have
slap
it,
in his foot? Do you dangle it in front of him? Like, how does this work?
I let him take little bites of it.
Oh.
The image of you running with a
hot dog.
It's
fantastic.
That's your gender.
Yeah. Listen, I know I look like a stereotypical lesbian running with my dog, but lest you forget, fellow park goers, I'm holding my penis in my hand for you all to see. And my dog and I are going to eat it together afterwards.
Oh. Wow. Wow. And does that mean you were engaging in a threesome then?
I don't think
so.
With
you, your dog, and the hot dog?
I think it's like an offering to the gods. Like, if we eat enough false penises, I will have one bestowed upon me.
Oh, my God. That's
wow.
So funny. Please, someone do an artistic rendering.
Please. Oh, my God. I would love that. Just like a comic book series. Or maybe, you know, I would love, you know, the flappy, like, the motion
book.
Drawing flip books of it.
Flappy.
I don't know words. English is my second language. What am I going to say? I don't know.
Is it really?
No, not kind of. I spoke French when I was 5.
Oh, cool.
Really, when I was younger, because my parents are Haitian. My dad is Haitian. And then when my parents were away, I would stay with my grandma a lot, and they only spoke French
right.
to me.
Right, yeah.
But then when I was 5, I told my mother that I was going to stop because she was terrible at French. Horrible.
Wow.
So mean.
Canceled.
And
there
then
it
I forgot it all. And then I learned again in high school and a bit in college. Yeah. And comme si, comme ça.
I think that's a common
thing. You're
probably
better than you are giving yourself credit for right now.
Yeah.
When you were living with your grandmother, was that here?
Yeah, yeah. So she's in Queens. Yeah. My parents were professional ballroom dancers, so they would go around to competitions on the weekends a lot and compete. And so, like, they'd leave me at home because the last time they brought me, I would, like, run out onto the ballroom stage.
Of
and, like,
course you would.
Like, screaming
of
couple, you know, dancing
you
couples.
Fucking would.
Yeah, and they were like, they apparently told me, they were like, one time it was Christmas, and they were like, you didn't let us go on stage, and we were definitely going to win, and that was going to be your Christmas present. And I was like, I'm sorry, I wanted your love over presents.
But, and no, also, also want, the performance.
Yeah, the performance. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
in your blood.
Yeah, that's all.
That was what it was.
And that's how little performer kids are.
Yeah.
I would have done the same thing if I had the opportunity to run out on stage with a bunch of background dancers and just start singing.
That would be fun.
So let's do intros.
Oh, yeah.
You and the hot dog. I'm Ashley Gavin. I'm a cis gay white woman. She, her pronouns. Oh, Kate. Someone wrote in for this one.
Okay.
And as always, my cancel coach keeps me from getting canceled. Bear with me. After my cancel coach wins the game, we dump a whole thing of gender fluid on them rather than Gatorade.
Kate, I like that.
Sisk.
Hello. Woo! It's me, Kate Sisk, the cancel coach, the fat in the chat, reporting to you live from Ashley's apartment. I'm white. I'm a bisexual lesbian dyke. Any pronouns? My gender of the week, as sent in by the listeners, is frog.
That's great.
Ooh, I like that.
I like frog.
I have no idea how so many people sent in frog, though.
Frog is like a Gen Z thing.
They oh, like, it is?
Yeah. Where does this come from?
I don't know. Frog. Okay. There's like frog TikTok. Listener, genuinely write in and educate me on the internet significance of frog. I don't really know. I know it's around.
Okay.
I know frog is happening.
Yeah. Well, I hope it's not like, never mind.
No one would ever say anything negative about you. Everyone, Kate's relatively new to the pod and people are like obsessed.
Yeah, I've only been here, 15 minutes and I'm already deeply in love with you. So.
Oh my gosh, me as well. That's perfect.
And no,
shut
our
up.
Love
shut
runs
up.
Deeper.
Shut
out.
Up. Shut up.
I loved you longer.
Wait, what? You want to view the soundboard?
Yeah. You want to press buttons?
I don't know if this was working the last time you were here.
Okay, I'm not even going to look at what they are. I'm just going to do
sure.
Hey, guys, I'm Isabel or Izzy McCalla. I am a cisgendered biracial woman. I am pansexual and I also like frogs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was awesome.
That was perfect.
Thank you for being here.
That was
here.
Perfect.
A great gay sex guest.
Yes.
Thank you.
So I'm going to give you a choice for story. I was thinking about the first time I saw boobies.
Oh.
Ooh.
That was cool. I'm also.
That's it. It was cool.
I also. There's a Broadway reference, a Disney Broadway reference in my second gay sex story.
Ooh.
That's the other option. You pick.
Ooh. I actually think I want to hear about the boobies.
The boobies?
Yeah, the first time you saw the boobies.
Yeah, so this is, I was in eighth grade, and I was in...
I am very excited for this story.
Yeah, I was in love. Many of you know that I was in love with my first girlfriend and first significant crush. We were in the closet. I lusted after her for, like... I saw her on the last day of seventh grade wearing a red sweater and she curled her hair for like graduation day or whatever. She was like walking down the hall. I swear to God, there was an industrial fan just like blowing her hair and like everything.
Yeah.
And like the camera was doing that thing where it's like moving and zooming, but without actually moving. Yeah, in slow motion. And,
like, have you seen Pen 15
at
all?
No, I haven't watched it through.
Okay,
but,
that's so okay. Good. But there would also be like music when you're like staring at her like la 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 and you're just zoning out like.
Wait, can you sing? Can you be the soundboard today?
Yeah, absolutely. Keep going and score it. Your story, I'll score it.
Is he just covered the microphone with her hand in this? No, that's going to help. You understand these things. You know how these things work.
Intrinsically, yeah.
So I'm like fully in love with her. No, keep going.
I'm sorry.
I chase after her for like a full year and thank God we are in Mr. Smith's science class together.
Mr. Smith. I had a Mr. Smith in eighth grade too.
Oh yeah?
Who taught me science.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Was his first name Jeremy?
No, I don't really remember. Scott. His name was Scott.
This guy was like 22 years old. You know, he was like fresh out of college, I think. And like just such a huge fucking dweeb. I'm so mean.
Aww.
And eighth grade was the year that I really figured out that I was funny.
That must have been an exciting time.
It was an exciting time. It was also an annoying time for every adult in my life. I was constantly kicked out of class.
Really?
Really?
Constantly.
Wow. Just because you're making jokes and cracking
everybody up? I was like doing characters.
Oh, fun.
I had a really funny character that should be reflected on this podcast named Rainbow Jimmy. Just an absolutely homophobic representation of a gay man.
My God.
And I used to say, like, I didn't know what to do about my gender or sexuality. So I joked that, like, Rainbow Jimmy, I'm like a gay man trapped in a woman's body, which is so not true. I'm just a gay person. But yeah, I was like trying to come up with comical ways to, like, sort of like explore this.
Yeah. I totally relate to this. And this was a lot later, so maybe less excusable.
I would get canceled for Rainbow Jimmy if I did Rainbow Jimmy today. It was totally inappropriate. And it was so clearly like a closeted kid just like trying to express themselves and like not knowing how.
I've totally done that.
Yeah,
in college I wrote a musical and I cast myself as a genderless troll.
And look how far you've come.
Look how far I've come, so far into my trollness. Yeah, but I, you know, the troll's name was PJ, and every time someone asked PJ what their name stood for, they would give a different answer. And the one that got the biggest laughs was Penis Gina.
Penis, that's obviously kind of brilliant.
Which is like on the line, I would say.
Yeah, from you, it's okay. If a cis straight guy ever was like, ooh, Kate has a penis vagina, well, they'd be canceled immediately. So I'm like doing Rainbow Jimmy. I'm doing all my characters. I'm making jokes. Like, oh my God, I was getting kicked out of class all the time.
Wow.
And I was in class. Oh, you get to name her today.
Yes.
She has a PhD. She's a professor of an ancient language. I won't say which one because you can easily Google her. She's like the smartest person I've ever. She is the only person. Now, I hope this doesn't. You know, I would. Would you say I'm a very driven person?
Yes.
Yeah.
She's the only person I know that is like more driven than I am. She's like just works so fucking hard.
That's amazing. I'm getting like major Amal Clooney vibes. So I'm going to go with Amal.
Amal. Okay. Yeah. Great. It's Amal Clooney. But
it is Amal Clooney. That's it is, everybody.
So I don't know how I do this. She's like the smartest kid in our class. I basically am like, we have this project on the planets, and I was like, we should be partners. We should partner up for this. And she was like, that's a horrible idea. And I don't know how I don't know how I wrangled her into this. But like she finally said yes, and we were partners, and this was, we had already started hooking up.
Oh.
But like for me, we were hooking up, but it was closeted. So it was always, you never knew when it was going to end.
Yeah.
You never knew how she was really feeling about it. We were kids. We were 14, 13 years old. And like, but
you're like, well, we have 4 weeks until this project is due.
Exactly. So I got to hang out with her every day, and we went to the planetarium together at the Natural History Museum like walked around, and she's like taking all these notes, and I'm like doing literally nothing.
I just mean, watching her like la 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 la, I love you.
Yeah, she's like writing down all the things on the exhibits, and I'm just literally like pretending to know what's going on.
Yeah,
and
totally.
We go into that exhibit where you watch the stars on the dome.
Oh,
and
I
we're
love
in
that
there
one.
Yeah,
romantic.
Yeah, it was super cool. And so we had to go over to her house to work on the poster, and I don't think I fucking put a pen to paper on that thing. I was such a bad student. My dad had died when I was in fifth grade. Mm. And this was during the period of time where I would say no parenting was happening. And I was just like, my mom was so deep in grief. And I needed a goofball wrangler.
Yeah.
That's all I needed in my life. I needed a goofball. I was just being a goofball.
And Mr. Smith was not up to the challenge.
No, Mr. Smith was weak. I was just topping Mr. Smith left and right in that fucking flat. Doing bits. I'm doing bits. And, you know, he was just. He didn't
he
know.
Was bombing.
He was bombing.
Yeah.
And he would just throw me out of class.
He couldn't take the heat.
You know? Mr. Smith would talk like that. That's how we did Mr. C, this beard.
As a 22-year-old, he already spoke like an ancient man.
Like Richard Nixon, honestly.
Oh, sorry. Did I say Jeremy Smith? I meant Richard Nixon.
Famed science teacher Richard Nixon.
God.
Yeah. So we were working on, she invited me over to work on the poster.
Mm-hmm.
I go over, she's super driven. I'm like, we're definitely going to work on this poster.
Yes.
She puts on music. We start like making out. We're making out.
Yeah.
And then she said to me, she always decided when things were happening because I'm a little simp bitch. Like I just do whatever she says. Like
this was definitely pattern setting.
Yes, for sure. She was like, I'm going to take off my shirt. Is that okay? And I was like, yes. You know, like, fuck yeah. Yeah. And she took off her shirt and I saw her boobies and I touched them. And it was super cool. And that's the first time.
Wow.
And then she finished the poster and we got an A. actually. That's you're like, I saw her planets. She drew them on the poster. I contributed.
Yeah. I could not believe that I got to see her boobs on a regular basis. One time she walked around my room without her shirt on and just wearing pants. And to this day, I like can't not picture it. Wow. Like, it's just,
just
it
was the most amazing.
It was awesome. It was just so fucking cool.
On a scale of one to best boobies you've ever seen.
Oh, they were like really good boobies.
Yeah.
We talk about boob energy on the podcast a lot.
Big boob energy, BBE.
Not big boob energy, but just like good boob. Because I don't really care much about the size of a boobie.
I agree.
Hers are on, I would say, like the smaller side.
Well, you were in eighth grade.
Yeah, that's true.
Not
good point.
No,
I peaked in eighth grade, honestly. My little Clementine slice did not get bigger. Again, why did the accent? Jesus Christ. The Wrangler. Where are you, goofball Wrangler? I'm so sorry. So, good boob energy. Yes.
Yeah. I really liked her nipples.
Oh, fun.
Sorry. I don't know why I'm looking at you.
You have good nipples.
No, my nipples are great nipples. They're famously have giant areolas.
Come on, aww, man. Don't shit on your nips.
I just had the visual of that. I mean, physically, it's impossible unless you could.
Well, I don't know if I got on my back and kind of did backwards somersault.
Yeah,
I could shit on my nips.
Anyway, that is my gay sex. I love those. I actually love those memories.
Yeah,
we had a very sweet love.
Yeah,
I just like loved her so purely.
Yeah. How long did it last?
We dated for a couple months in eighth grade in secret, and then we dated for a couple months in ninth grade in secret, and then we hooked up a little bit senior year, and then maybe one time when I came home from college. It was like, because we were friends.
Yeah.
So it just kind of kept going.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's straight. But yeah, shout out Amal. You know who Amal, you are.
You and your GB. Good boob energy.
Anyway, that's my gay sex from this week.
Listener, spring has sprung. Love is in the air, and that means you need your Helix mattress. You don't want to bring a girl home and have her crawl into your bed and feel like shit the next day, and then she takes it out on you and never sees you again. Help your boo thang get a good night's sleep on a Helix mattress. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex. Take the 2-minute mattress quiz, and you'll find out which mattress is best for you. And it's no stress. You get 100 nights to try it. And there's a 10 to 15 year warranty. So don't sweat this decision. But I know you're going to love it because you don't have to take my word for it. Helix has been awarded the #1 mattress picked by GQ and Wired magazine. It's even recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
Izzy.
Yeah.
Did you have gay sex this week?
I did not have gay sex this week at all. But you know what? I went out for Pride today. Today? I go out for Pride every day.
This is why you need someone to schedule and wrangle you.
Yes, because I don't. Time is a construct.
August. Time is a construct.
It's a construct.
Pride is every day.
Pride is every day. Truly. But no, I went out for Pride this year. And actually, I think it was my first Pride celebrating in New York.
Fun, really?
Which was, it was so wild and very fun. And like, I had the goddamn time of my life. We went out to Labane, which is usually like a sleazy place because it's where all the finance bros go.
Yeah, what is this place?
It's Labane. It's downtown on like, I don't know. It's in Chelsea on the west side.
Okay.
And they used to have a pool on the rooftop of it. And you can't, they took that out. But the cum pool. Yeah, it was cum guzzlers.
Yeah.
And it was like 3 floors. It's this giant place with a gorgeous rooftop that overlooks the city. It's always packed and like filthy and gross and disgusting. And you have a good time and hook up with whoever you want. But this year, because it was Pride,
it was... Do you go out dancing?
I usually don't, but because I was vaccinated and my friends were vaccinated and like they were having a Pride event and you could only get in if you were vaccinated, it felt... And this was before
was
Delta
gay.
Took over.
Yeah.
Yes, and it was gay. It felt like a safe place. It felt like a fun place. And it was like, nice. This is the time to live my goddamn life.
Because like, obviously you can dance.
Yeah.
But I can't picture you at that style of a nightclub with all those straight men.
Oh, yeah.
I hate clubs with straight men, to be completely honest.
All the clubs, really.
All of the clubs, the country all of clubs. The times. Country clubs are the worst. Are you kidding me? Those are straight, white, rich white men. The privilege that's added on top of the country clubs just pisses me off, frankly. But the clubs, no, I'm more of a bar person. I like to talk one-on-one. If I'm going to dance, I'll dance for a bit. But I kind of get tired. I'm turning into a grandma. I like to tuck in by 11.
Yeah.
But this year for Pride, I had like my friend who's like a big club person. She was like, we're going out. We're having a good time. We're going to dance. And we did dance. And I got all dressed up and I put on the rainbow sprinkles and I had the rainbow socks.
Rainbow jimmies?
Yes, I did have rainbow jimmies. It was amazing. That makes me think of sprinkles. That's what they're called, right? Jimmies.
Yeah, that was the idea. It was a rainbow sprinkle.
Yeah.
It's just horrible. I hope that.
We all know what was happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we went out for Pride and I got on a unicorn at one point. And I was so drunk. And I just like, they had a statue of a unicorn that I climbed on top of.
Wow.
And just started kicking and heckling people.
Heckling.
But in the belly of kind heckling.
Stand up's terrible.
Yeah, no. More like, yes, you look so amazing. What? I would like scream at people dancing that's on
also,
the dance floor.
Listener, that's also heckling at a comedy show. Just FYI, being like, you're doing great.
You're still doing great. Yeah. But there was technically no show to speak of. It was, I guess, everybody dancing. That was my show.
Have you ever had people heckle you on Broadway?
Have I? Oh my gosh. Not, kind of, yes. But like.
Really?
Yeah, but like more like the last show at prom, people were very vocal. But like actually, the woman who played Mrs. Green during Pride weekend got heckled a lot.
Wait.
Like the way the second act started.
Because is she the villain?
Yeah, she's the villain.
Oh, so it was like Shakespearean like pit heckling.
Yes, it was exactly that. Like she got booed. Like truly booed. So the way, if you hadn't seen the prom, the way the first act ends is the protagonist Emma gets jilted by, they set up her own prom for her that's really sad and rinky dinky while everybody else is at the real prom and it's devastating. And Alyssa Green, my mother, set it up. And the second act starts with her coming on and reading a speech for the press being like, what happened here was not the result of some elaborate plan to humiliate this girl.
Boo.
And people just started booing and it started building and she couldn't get through.
Right.
Like every time she tried to speak, they would start booing and be like, oh, shut up. It was like, that was terrible. And like us on stage were like, oh my, like I'm trying desperately not to laugh.
A little bit of audience participation is fun. But
the best part was Courtney Collins, who played my mother. She starts like looking at the audience and trying to silence them. And she's like, It was a good day. And like she starts talking back to the audience.
Wow.
So it's like experimental theater.
Experimental theater, site specific. It got very real. I tried very hard not to laugh.
I mean, to make yourself that unlikable is like very impressive.
Right. And then we got off stage and I was like, are you okay? And she was like, that's the best thing that's ever happened.
Yeah. Right.
Because it was a group of people that were, you know, so fully believing and engaged.
Believing it so much that they started to participate.
Yeah. Wow. That's what I'm going to start saying when people heckle me on stage. If they're like, boo, I'm like, wow, they really just totally absorbed my character. I was fucking killing it up there.
Yeah. You did the other day say something that, as this is a total like stand up side note, but you said, I am playing the villain right now, but I actually really like you, to somebody that had been like kind of like heckling you and you were giving them a hard time.
Yeah.
And it was so funny to me to be like, oh yeah, you are playing a villain right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because this is a show, like, and it was so interesting because in stand-up you can acknowledge something like that instead of being like,
you can always
on Broadway where you're
so
like
fun.
Like, yes, I am the bad person, but let me say my lines. Like,
you just have to like override it.
Yeah
There's really no way out of it.
Sorry, I interrupted you, but that was fascinating.
Oh, no, that's so fine.
You're heckling people.
Yeah. I'm heckling people at the club, having a grand old time. But mainly, like, you look fierce, you look amazing, work, you're dancing, that twerk is great, that kind of stuff. It's positive reinforcement heckling.
It sounds like one of those bizarre video games that get advertised to you on Twitter. Where you just have to do a dance move, and then it just, like, pops up on the screen, like, work, that dancing is amazing. Spin, girl, spin.
That's exactly. That's how I go viral on TikTok. It's just positive reinforcement heckling for random.
You can duet other people and like have them on one side.
Oh, on the one side,
and
then
I'm just
gonna
work.
Yes. Nice form. Don't get the twisties. Just horrible. Yeah. So I was properly fucked up, and we were on the rooftop, and I turned to my best friend and like, it was a straight woman, and I just fully kissed her on the mouth.
And she kissed me right all back.
Oh, nice.
It was very exciting. And I was that like, oh, exciting. My God, these lips are fan fucking plastic. Oh, my God.
You know when you, I love when you kiss someone and they have like a, just a phenomenal mouth.
Yeah. A phenomenal mouth.
The and girl I'm kind of like talking to, who is a musical theater actor.
Very exciting.
She has a phenomenal mouth.
I mean, it's so important to have a phenomenal, the compatible mouths at least. Like, yeah, everybody, yeah. Phenomenal mouths is a subjective term. Right. Right? But like,
compatible mouths. I actually would say it's not. And here's why. No, I'm kidding.
Phenomenal Ashley's mouth. Like, it's not subjective because in my opinion
all mouths are not created equal.
No, they're not, but it's okay.
Phenomenal mouth.
Phenomenal mouth. But then we start making out and we're having a grin. I'm like, I love her lips. And then we turn to our third best friend.
Oh my
and
God.
Then like we have a moment where the three of us kiss. And
wait,
then I'm
pause,
like,
thoughts.
Is this
stop. Cool. Oh.
All of it.
When you kiss three people at the same time,
yeah,
which is not something I've done.
I do. I did it in college all the time.
Okay,
just three people.
But I have some questions because yes. I have never had a threesome, and I'm not allowed to ask you guys to have one with me. And because I've never had a three, and I don't have an opinion on whether or not I'm not allowed to ask you. I'm just not allowed to ask you. You would have to come to me organically. Yeah. But
well done.
But when you kiss two other people at the same time,
yeah,
what, how is okay. it like two people kiss and then another two people kiss? Is it you're sharing
yeah.
a third of the lip? Like, what's going
yeah.
on?
Yeah, well, it's usually ironically. Like, it's very difficult to just passionately kiss three people at the same time. So if all three lips are meeting, it's you're just getting corners. And
yeah.
it's just like more of a fun thing. But then if you're going between people, it's a two and a two and a two. And but like two people can kiss while a third goes on the neck. I mean, I should also finish the story and say that actually the third friend pumped the brakes.
Okay.
Okay.
So it's actually a little sad. But that can segue me into an actual threesome story that I had.
Oh,
oh
really?
Wow.
Yes. So I did have my one and only threesome. I was with a group of friends at a bar one time. And it just so happened that I was talking to two of my other good friends, one female, one male. And we were talking about it. I was like, yeah, I've never had a threesome. It would be something like really fun to do. And we were three beers deep and we just kind of like look at each other silently. It was literally like this. And then we just bolt and we get
just
up and
leave.
We get up and leave our friends. Like, no explanation, because we're like, we can't let anybody know.
It's so, almost like one of you guys said McDonald's would be fun right now.
Yeah, literally. You can name, you can give them names if you would like.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Give us personalities.
Okay. One is the female, super intelligent, witty, but like doesn't
like that
realize
you said
how
the female and you're in the threesome. Are you sure? Are you sure you've totally thought about your gender?
God, I don't know. The other female, thank you very much. Very intelligent, witty, passionate about civil rights and human rights.
Passionate about civil rights and a performer. Amanda.
Amanda. Great. We're going to go with Amanda. And the guy, just so lovely, humble, always asking how you're doing. When he gets really fucked up, very, very funny.
Fred.
Fred. Okay, I was in a...
Sounds like my therapist.
So, Amanda,
sorry.
Fred, and I look at each other.
It's Fred.
And completely done, just like bolt out the bar. Like, we don't tell anybody that we're leaving. We just start like running down the street.
It's so weird because right next to you at pace is this gender non-conforming person with a hot dog in her hand, and a dog is running after you, and behind them is this dude with a big net,
yeah.
and it just says GBW on a tag on his shirt.
And then all of a sudden we all get hit by a car. And it's Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh, God. Wow.
Did we get it right?
I think we got it.
Okay, so you're sprinting to go have a three-way.
Sprinting to go have a three-way. And then one of our friends comes out. He's like, hey, guys, are you headed home? I'll come with you. And pretend we're far enough back. We're far enough. We're like two blocks down.
You pretend not to hear.
Yeah. So horrible. So horrible. And we just like... rush to the apartment.
Wait, is this friend like, also unfortunately like kind of the weird one in the group?
Yeah.
Oh, has to be. Has to be.
Toby.
Toby. sweet Toby. Toby's not as weird anymore. Toby is.
People change.
People grow up. People become more aware, you know.
Yeah.
Toby's not the weird one anymore, but still not threesome caliber.
No.
Wow.
For me. Canceled again. Jesus Christ. But like we rush back in, we get into the apartment and like we're furiously like tearing at each other's clothes, which never actually works because it's too sweaty and whatever. And I just remember it being very we didn't really understand logistics of like what does one person do when the two other people are engaging. And you know, there were a couple really good moments where, you know, like one person was getting penetrated by the guy and the other girl was on the girl. That was my favorite when I was in between both of them.
Yeah.
Because I was servicing and receiving. And
that's fun.
Honestly, I felt like a goddamn goddess.
Wow.
But then it didn't last long and you're switching around and it was a little awkward. But like we ended, I don't remember how it ended, but I do remember sitting on the floor afterwards, like eating snacks together, talking about how silly that was that we ran out of a bar to have this experience together.
And it was your like, phones are lighting up from Toby.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. And it was not, but to be for the record, we left Toby with plenty of other friends too.
But
Amanda and Fred and I, we just like, we're like, oh, that was nice. We shared that rite of passage together.
That's so cool. And it was pleasant.
It was so pleasant and not awkward at all.
Yeah.
But we did have to go to a brunch the next day. We were like, hey, where'd you guys go last night? We were like, we wanted to watch a movie. And we all would just like share furtive glances at each other. Also, why did I choose the word had to watch a movie? It was obligatory. You know,
we actually had rented a DVD from the one remaining Blockbuster and we had to
do it before we returned.
And it was a horror movie, which we know Toby is really scared of.
Really scared of. But yeah, that's my sex story.
That's nice. A great story.
Thank you.
Really Thank good. You. You should be on the pod every time.
I'm going to run out of stories. I'm not having that much sex.
I've already run out of stories and the listeners just tolerate it.
Great.
At this Fantastic. Point. Once a week, I think about literally everything that's ever happened to me and try and think, what did I not talk about yet? And you'd be surprised.
That can't be good for you.
Yeah.
A lot of what I've chosen to do is not good for me. Well, that was great. Kate.
Yes.
Did you have gay sex this week?
So my gay sex for this week is a finger blast from the past.
Woo! Yes.
Finger
That's
blast
exactly
from the past.
That's exactly what I was thinking in my head. I'm so glad you have that sound effect.
I'm going to piggyback off of what?
Can I do an obligatory sun sign?
Oh, yes.
What's your sun sign? We have to do this because they make us.
Oh, I am a Gemini.
There we go. I don't know what that means.
It means she's a twin.
It means I'm a twin. It means I have two sides to me.
Do you believe
that? Two sides of the coin. I don't know if I believe in it in the way like some people think it's like, oh, wow, she's two-faced. Like she can change at any moment. But I do think I do have very extreme reactions to things. Like I do have like a very extroverted, loving, affectionate, funny side. And then at one point I'll hit a wall and then I'll just like shut off and I'll need to recharge. Yeah. Or I feel things like very deeply. I'll feel things like super in the moment. Like sad things I feel really deeply and like, extremely happy things I feel very deeply. And I am relatively calm, but I can go to two extremes, you know.
Yeah.
When things happen to and around me.
Okay.
For sure. But
Thank you.
I don't follow
Neither
astrology
do we.
All that much.
Yeah, we don't.
We don't have that representation this on the podcast anymore. Oh, and people reached out saying, why don't you do the zodiac stuff anymore?
So we're trying.
I am a sun Gemini, moon Taurus, and a rising Capricorn.
Look at that.
You tell me what that means about me.
Right in, listener.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Kate.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to piggyback off your seeing boobies for the first time. Yes. This is the story of the first time my boobies got seen.
I feel seen right now.
I'm excited.
That's your boobies. Dash Kate's boobies. I feel seen. I am seen.
I was hooking up with this guy.
You seem so comfortable.
Do I? Am I crossing my arms over my chest very tightly?
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, I am. I was hooking up with this guy as like a young person and we... I can't believe I'm gonna tell the story. Okay, so we...
You don't have to.
I will back out
right now.
No, I'm gonna do it. So I was wearing this... We had made out a lot, but we hadn't... And we'd maybe done some over-the-shirt boob touching, but that was, like, pretty much all that we had done.
Love over-the-shirt boob touching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just FYI.
So I was wearing a shirt that was like striped white and like light orange.
Yeah, because it's 2007. That's what you wear.
Yeah, 100%.
Did I get low rise jeans? Did I get the year right?
No, I was a pretty late bloomer. So
it was last week.
Nice.
And the 2000s are back.
Hey, they are. Unfortunately,
I know.
Retro
I
fashion. Hate it. Why?
Crocs are back.
They are back in full force. The low rise jeans. That's what I really can't do. The low rise and then like the Crocs.
Nobody's doing it, right? Are people doing low rise?
I think some Z's.
They're doing it.
Why?
They're at least doing like not tight jeans.
Sure.
That I can. Fine. I'm on board with that.
But like, nobody's going back to low rise. It doesn't make any sense.
Go on.
The underwear has to change with it.
Yes. And for the big bootied girls out there, I will advocate it is a bad trend because our underwear will always, I always have whale tails. Always.
Yeah.
High waisted is the only way I cannot have a whale tail because jeans are not made to fit curvy.
I just want to stuff my stomach into something.
Yeah, I like that. That is, yeah.
Because it's a nice secure feeling.
It is. Yeah. Right. And yeah.
For my body, skinny jeans were very flattering. High rise skinny jeans.
Yes.
And now that they're not cool anymore, it kind of sucks.
I love high rise. I will still wear high rise skinny jeans. We'll just be vintage now.
Or old. As the
yeah,
youth
fossils
might put it.
Yeah, that's true.
Sometimes people call me a lady.
Whoa. I haven't got ladied yet.
Yeah, someone on TikTok, on my ex-girlfriend's TikTok, I was in one. Someone wrote, isn't that comedian lady? And I promptly opened my window and started crawling up onto the windowsill. And Jenna was like, don't. And I was like, okay.
I guess
you should have just responded to the comment being like, ma'am, I'm only 33.
All right. Sorry.
Okay. So it was a little later than 2007. Wearing the striped shirt in the car. Right.
Yeah.
And we're making out and we'd like been on a date. So it was like, okay, like romantic or whatever. We're making out. And then I don't know. It's just kind of like blurry what was happening. You know, it's exciting and you're like not really paying attention. And I look down and I'm like, okay, like my shirt's still on. And he's like touching
doing an
my
inventory.
I also love that you're physically like turning your body
I know.
Away.
I am.
You hate this story.
You don't have to tell it. You can stop right now.
No, I'm telling you. So we're making out. It's like exciting. I look down like out of the corner of my eye. I'm like, okay, my shirt's still on. And then all of a sudden I like feel like a little bit of contact with my boob and I realize that I have mistaken my white skin and pink nipple for another stripe on my shirt.
No. Oh no.
So I realize that my boobs are out kind of like after the fact. Ashley looks so sad.
But also like how?
I don't know. It just had been like kind of like inched up in like the heat of the
right,
moment.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I was gonna say, like, it was weird that you were like, my shirt's still on. My
yeah,
shirt's
was,
still
yeah. on. There was no circulation, so you didn't feel a breeze.
No, exactly.
No breeze. We are
in,
your
we're
weather.
In the car with the windows up.
Yeah, okay.
And so I'm like, okay, well, like, I guess my boobs are out, so like I'm gonna get like boob touching stuff. But he's not, I'm gonna get a boob job. Yeah, wait, how come having like chest surgery is called a boob job instead of like getting your nipple jacked off? Like that should be a boob job. Or sucked on.
Your
you know
nipple
what I'm saying?
Jacked. That's actually pretty astute.
Izzy did not like what I said, it nipple jacked off. You know, when you get your nipple jacked off until the milk shoots out.
Oh. Wow. Oh my God. That just reminded me.
Oh my gosh.
I should address. Sorry. So quick sidebar.
I need to know.
So quick sidebar.
This was a strong. This it was memory really blasted into your brain so hard that you shot up in your
seat. It did. Almost like coming from your nipple. Just yeah. Fucking.
Well, I was in a dressing room. I like in a. I was in a show with a bunch of women, and one of them was still breastfeeding, and there was another woman in the cast who was like, "Oh, I just can't wait to be a mom." And she was like, "I can squirt my milk so far." And she was like, "Yeah, can you squirt on my face?" She goes, "Look, I don't know how it happened, but I swear it was like the length of this room." This woman turns around. Oh no, this is what it was. She was like, "I'm so full. I feel like I'm gonna burst." And she was like, "Oh, you're lucky. You're a mom. Whatever." And she was like, "I was just like, I'm gonna squirt on you." She's like, "Yeah, try it." Whatever. She turns around, squeezes her boob, and it shoots across the room like 7 feet onto this woman's face. It was unbelievable. I mean, the miracle of lactation I witnessed, and it was just like, how amazing are women's bodies that they can not only nourish people but use their milk as a weapon.
Yeah.
Fling it just by a little psst. I was like, that's gotta be a character in Deadpool next.
I've never seen anything like that.
That's actually what gender fluid is. I'm gonna have my kid. I'm gonna have my kid and be like, drink your gender fluid. This is gonna make you the person that you decide to be. This gender fluid.
You broke my brain with gender.
Like, you have no gender right now, but soon, one day, you will decide.
I love that. I really hope we get to a day where there's like a coming, like instead of bar mitzvahs, you have like a coming of age. You choose your gender.
I'm gonna
cry.
I know that's such a beautiful idea.
Yeah, it's like
a bar mitzvah.
Like a bar mitzvah, except non-denominational. And it's just about gender. You get to assign or not assign. And you like, we have a celebration for that person. And we don't divide the kids from early on so that they all grow up like really thinking that they're actually more similar than they're different.
A lot of young parents I know are like really trying to go in on like the letting the kid decide, which is hard before you have a verbal child.
But. Yeah, for sure.
Which is, why I think it should be like.
But it's cool that they're like making space for their children before they're even like born.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like that'll be what gender reveal parties become.
Yeah, I hope so. I think
my friend did a name reveal. Instead of a gender, you're like still giving some exciting information to like psych it up, and it's not like a gendered baby shower where it's just like the women. So it's like, you know, family and friends like name reveal.
Yeah. I have a friend who just had a baby and they're using the she/her pronouns for the baby, but they're in all other ways they're like trying to raise the kid without gender.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I totally get that. Sorry to cut you off. Back to
your boobs. Well, this story gets worse. Anyway. So, obviously, we're both new at this. Neither of us are really paying attention. Like, I haven't noticed that my boobs are falling out. Right,
ready for the nipple jack.
And he is clear. Ready for the nipple jack. He is.
He's rolling down the window. There's someone outside.
Okay.
Mouth open, waiting for.
That's actually soon.
Oh no.
Yeah.
A cop?
Yep.
Oh my God.
What?
And the crazy thing is, okay, so
nipple lives matter.
No. No.
Thin blue nipple.
I'm sorry.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
My cats.
Red flag. Unbelievable.
Does that have to be cut?
No.
Okay.
I liked it.
Thank you. I got a yellow card.
So unbeknownst to us, a cop has arrived in the parking lot. Yeah. And as the cop is approaching, so we're both distracted. We're both new at this. We don't know what we're doing.
Yeah.
He's clearly not looking down at my exposed breasts because he is feeling up my ribs. Because before I gained weight, I had like very pronounced ribs and smaller breasts. So like they came out equidistantly far from my chest. So he is just like doing little tweaking shit on
he's trying to find your nipple
my ribs.
On your ribs.
Yeah. And so then all of a sudden there's like a rap on the window. Like we both like just kind of like separate. And so like roll down the window for the cop. And he's like, what are you doing here? And I'm like, I don't know.
Oh, no. Just an existential crisis.
We are both so like confused right now. Like and then of course like you just have a flood of adrenaline when the cop is there and it's just like, I don't know. And he was like, well, you're not really supposed to be around here. And I was like, well, this is my neighborhood. This is like where I live. And then he like thought that we were drinking. And so he like tried to like, he was like, what's in that cup? And he like kind
you're
of
like gender went, fluid.
Reached in the car to look at it, which you're not supposed to do. So side note, some people say that cops should function how they function in the suburbs. No, the suburbs cops are still bad.
Yeah.
Who says that?
Honestly, some high profile people are saying like, let's defund cops to like where they're not violent and they're like helping. It's like, no, suburb cops are still very, very bad.
Yeah.
Anyway, abolish the police.
I'm trying to understand the argument.
Abolish the police so I can get my
Wasn't
fucking
it suburb
ribs
cops
touched.
That like killed that guy who was on a run.
Yeah, of course.
Whose name I'm forgetting they right now. I think it starts with an A. Yeah.
Were they off duty cops? I think those.
No, the Ahmaud Arbery.
Those were people. Yeah,
they were like vigilante.
Yeah, they were ex cops.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, all cops
are bad.
Sure,
we can come up with countless examples of suburb cops being douchebags.
Anyway, this is something that I've heard, like, basically elected officials say, like, okay. Oh, let's have our police forces should be demilitarized, working more like a suburb police force. It's still bad.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he reaches, so he, that's, I don't mean to make this like a selfish moment about what happened to me. I'm just like saying like,
no, you side note, very, yeah, suburb very cops suck. Traumatizing. So the experience,
the cop is like, what do you got in that cup? And he like reaches into the car to look. And it's just this embarrassing moment where the cup is just full of like so much candy.
I did not expect that.
And it just like underscores this moment that's like, we are so immature. Like, I didn't know my boobs were out. He doesn't know where they are. Yeah. We're high on candy. Like, the cop is telling us we have to go home.
Did he at least feel bad? Did the cop just let you go at that point?
Or? Yeah, because he didn't actually like really catch us doing any crime. So he was just like, yeah, okay, go.
Why even, like, for me, like, why even tap on the window?
I don't
like,
know.
Just let the kids fucking feel each other up.
Yeah.
Just let kids feel each other up.
That is honestly the best defense for abolishing the police I've heard yet. Just let the kids feel each other up. Defund the police.
Defund the police and fund sex education. Truly, so this bitch knows where my nipples are and can jack them off to completion.
Listen, I do agree. I think if we actually promoted sex positivity, there'd be less angry cops around
and way more nipple ejaculation.
The combination of this conversation is very funny.
And this is where we get canceled.
Like, abolishing the police is something I believe in deeply, but I also can't stop talking about nipple cum. We need a goofball wrangler. We're out of control.
Fill all applications.
But that's what the podcast is.
Oh, God.
That's what this podcast is. It's well-meaning people being idiots.
Thank you. I feel like that's the best definition of me that could ever exist. I think most people are well-meaning idiots. Nope. Yeah, that's it. Just well-meaning idiots. She is not an idiot, though.
You just fucking misgendered my cat.
I'm so sorry.
Cancelled!
There it is.
Red card.
Oh, God. Oh, fuck.
Yeah. You're out.
Feels nice, though.
Is that your story?
That's my story. That's my gay sex.
This was a fantastic episode. Is there anything you'd like to butt plug?
Just my own.
How has no one said that?
I don't know.
Oh,
that's
my
a good,
God.
Good response.
Thank you. But no, I'm just happy to be here and stay tuned. No, I'm kidding. I don't have anything to stay tuned for.
What's your social media?
Social media, I am on Instagram at Izzy McCalla, IZZYMCCALLA. Maybe I will be on the TikTok soon with Ashley's help. Who knows?
Yeah.
We're going to get that going. And thank you for having me. I'm so glad I'm back. It was so awesome meeting you.
Yeah, so great meeting you.
You can literally, you have an open invitation to this podcast for the rest of time.
Oh, my God.
You are so good.
I think I have to do one once a year and I'll just come with like a new sex story and, you know, be canceled for a whole other reason.
You can come more than once a year if you want. But if you're saying that you can only see me once a year, I accept those terms.
No. I was saying
I accept whatever terms.
I don't want to be pushy. I don't, you know.
Please come back next month.
Great. See you then.
Perfect.
We have a handful of guests that come back, I would say, like, quarterly, thirdly.
Oh, that's fun.
Thirdly? I've never heard that used.
Oh, me neither.
Trimesterly.
Yeah.
I mean,
for babies.
Oh, yeah.
But other than that,
triannually.
Triangle. Isosceles.
I will be the best right angle guest you will ever have. Right angle, triangle.
I think we've lost it.
I've lost it.
So,
yeah.
I think we're at the end.
Yeah. So sorry.
All right, cool. That's it. We are done. My gay thought this week is, having dated mostly femme lesbians and femme bisexual women, I just absolutely love the reaction from men when I show a picture of whoever I'm dating to them. Because more often than not, they're like, yo, is she bisexual? And I don't know what the intent is. Like, what do you think is going to happen? You think if I say yes, we're going to split custody? What are you talking about? Why is it that when men see a woman they're attracted to, they just assume that she must be straight, or at least a little straight, you know? Also, you don't want to split custody with a lesbian. Yeah, Fulton, you're an ally. You would never ask me that. You don't want to split custody with a lesbian or any woman or queer person, because we know what we're doing. Legally, she might be partially your girlfriend, but the pussy is 100% mine. All right. That's a little bit I'm working on. That's my gay thought this week. I have just doubled my editor's hours. Doubled! I'm taking a huge leap of faith so that I can provide more free content to you. That's not just this podcast, but we're going to be adding episodes to this podcast with a write-in section, and I'm going to be releasing on YouTube every week. I can't afford this, so I am just making the calculated risk that you guys will donate to patreon.com/WHGS. You can donate as a little a dollar a month. That is so little and it helps so much. Please consider it. Thank you. I appreciate it. If you donate, you get a shout out. Let's jump into it right now. These people make this pod possible. Pay my rent, pay Kate, pay the editor. We are nearly 100% funded by this Patreon. Thanks to these people. On Instagram, we have K-Sweets. That's with two Y's and two E's. On Instagram, we have AmikoMatsu.40 and Morgan Rum. On Instagram, we have KMST Pierre. On Instagram, we have Liz Drisk with two C's at the end. On Instagram, we have Squirrely1681. On TikTok, we have Les Casio, C-A-S-C-I-O. On TikTok, we have Emily M. Morrison. On Instagram, we have S_Wiley. On Instagram, we have The Sun Will Come Out Tamara. On Twitter, we have ALTRMG. On Instagram, we have Nia Hinty. On Instagram, we have Just Zoe with seven E's. On Instagram, we have Sky, S-S-K-K-Y-Y-Y-Y. On Instagram, we have T. Talea. And on TikTok, we have A.G. Ferguson. Thank you guys so much.